KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Open now at Turtle Bay Museum, Thomas T. Mangelson, A Life in the Wild, featuring 40 of the legendary wildlife photographer's most powerful images captured in the wild. These iconic once-in-a-lifetime moments include polar bears dancing on Arctic ice, these salmon leaping straight into the jaws of a massive brown bear, landscapes from all seven continents, and much more. The A Life in the Wild tour is produced by David J. Wagner, LLC, and is on display at Turtle Bay Museum now through May 3rd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
When you need a workers' compensation attorney, the only thing worse than no attorney is a bad attorney. Consider speaking with more than one attorney before you decide who you want to represent you. You should be interviewing the actual attorney, not just their staff. An extra couple of weeks in selecting the right attorney for you could have lifelong impact. We hope you will try Gorman Law. There is never any pressure, and consultations are always free. Call us at 530-262-2168 or schedule online at GormanCompLaw.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Redding. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavors. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Oh. This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7, where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Looking to grow your business locally? Get your message heard loud and clear on KCNR Radio, serving all of Shasta County. Whether you run a small business, a local service, or have an event that needs buzz, KCNR's trusted hosts and loyal audience can help your brand stand out. Affordable packages, custom ads, and a voice that delivers results. Advertise smart, advertise local, advertise with KCNR Radio. Visit KCNR1460.com or call 530-605-4565.
You're going to mix that into the soil at the recommended rate, and you'll be able to add and really help get the levels of where you need. So for this ammonium calcium nitrate, you're going to use 1 cup per feet of row or 1 level tablespoon per each plant. And you're going to put this in the root growing area, and you know you want to make sure it's about 2 inches away from the stem. You don't want to put it too close to the stem because it could burn it. And then you want to water in after application. And if it's a really bad issue that you've been having, you do this every 2 to 3 weeks throughout the harvest. So this could be something that would really help you. Again, like I said, there's a lot of nitrogen in this, and I know it goes against what I was saying earlier, but this is for the beginning. This is when you're planting or previous to planting to get your soil started. It has 19% calcium in this package, so it's going to put a lot of calcium into the ground for you, and so that's going to be a big help to it. You know, some other things that I have seen that you can actually tell if the plant has it or not early, take a look at the leaves, right? If the leaves are starting to move straight up, something else is going on there, and it could be moisture, it could be some deficiency. So there are little signs that the plant is telling you, like, hey, something's going on here, help me out. So, again, that is one of the things that why I recommend getting the soil test done. Another thing is look for a soil additive that has some calcium to it. There's products out there, one from Costa, Maine, called Lobster Compost. It has lobster and crab meal mixed into the soil itself. And it actually gives a good amount of calcium there to help when planting. It's got what's called chitin, right? So chitin is the calcium of it. It's basically part of the lobster itself. But you're mixing it into the soil so that when the plant starts to take up the nutrients in the soil, it will actually be able to take some right from there. So that is a good additive. So, you know, again, it's called Lobster Compost from Costa, Maine Soils. You can find it at a lot of local garden centers, but in eastern Tennessee, you might have to look for it and see where you can get it. But that's a good one to add to the soil when you're planting, okay? So, you know, you could look at 100 different websites on Blossom End Rot. But I will tell you this, a lot of them are going to say the same things. There are some that even will tell you to use a calcium-based foliar spray on the plants to help keep those calcium levels. I'm not sure how that's going to work for you, right? Is that something you're going to want to be doing consistently? Is that something that is going to be the best, especially in certain times when it's growing? It's too warm, and putting anything on the leaves is going to hurt the plant itself. That's the big thing here. So as a wrap up, I know I've talked about it for a number of segments here, but watering is a big one. Each level is a big one. We need to get the soil test done so we can see if there is any deficiencies, because too much or too little will cause some of the same issues. And, adding some mulch to it and using something with a calcium-based type fertilizer to help you out. So all of those things should really help with the blossom end rot. And love to hear from you if you have some more questions in regards to it. And as I said earlier to you, Rich, if you get the soil test, even if you get it from whomever, send it to me. I'll take a look at it and see what I can do to help you out as well, because we can break some of those nutrients down and get them right to the plants the way we need. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Seconds of service.
This 60 seconds of service is presented by T-Mobile. Those who serve, save with T-Mobile. Military families get exclusive savings with T-Mobile, the best mobile network in the U.S. according to Ookla speed test. So you can stay connected wherever you are. Visit T-Mobile.com/military-savings to learn more. Lawmakers are advancing the Service Dogs Assisting Veterans Act, which would provide federal grants to nonprofits that train and place service dogs with disabled veterans. Training a service dog can cost tens of thousands of dollars, making access difficult without financial support. Supporters say service dogs help veterans manage PTSD, traumatic brain injuries, and mobility impairments while improving independence and quality of life. The bill reflects growing bipartisan recognition of service animals as a legitimate health care support. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Everyone has a community to lean on. A neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use. You've talked with your kids and shared clear expectations, but you're not with them every minute. Your community members, friends and relatives, teachers and coaches, faith leaders, and other important adults in your kids' lives can be your eyes, ears, and a supportive influence when you're not around, reinforcing your messages with your kids and alerting you to warning signs of underage drinking or other substance use. So talk with your kids about these issues and involve the members of your community to help keep your kids safe. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information, visit talktheyhearyou.samhsa.gov.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
How do you top the award-winning AI-powered Google Pixel 9 Pro smartphone? Celebrating a decade, it's the Google Pixel 10. Byte's Navi Siva from Google has the details.
Pixel 10 series has the brand new Google Tensor G5 chip, giving you the best photos and videos ever on a Pixel, plus a battery that lasts even longer. It has Gemini, Google's AI assistant, built right in to help you create, plan, and just get things done.
With AI features like Magic Queue.
Magic Queue helps you spend less time switching apps to find the info you need by giving you proactive, relevant suggestions from apps like Gmail, Calendar, and Messages. For example, if you need to call an airline to rebook a delayed flight, it happens to all of us, Magic Queue can instantly find the number from your flight confirmation in Gmail and offer it as a suggestion.
Check out the Pixel family at the Google Store.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
Everyone has a community to lean on. A neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use. You've talked with your kids and shared clear expectations, but you're not with them every minute. Your community members, friends and relatives, teachers and coaches, faith leaders, and other important adults in your kids' lives can be your eyes, ears, and a supportive influence when you're not around, reinforcing your messages with your kids and alerting you to warning signs of underage drinking or other substance use. So talk with your kids about these issues and involve the members of your community to help keep your kids safe. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information, visit talktheyhearyou.samhsa.gov.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. Did you buy a timeshare because they told you it was a great investment? That's a lie. Most timeshares can be bought online for a dollar. To find out what your timeshare is worth and to cancel it, call us today and we'll send you our timeshare exit kit free with all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley for your free exit info guide. 800-296-6868. That's 800-296-6868.
Straight Talk Wireless presents Pickup Truck Wisdom.
If you're only good to your new friends, you're not going to have any old ones. Straight Talk gets it. That's why new and existing customers get free 5G phones on Verizon's 5G network. Pretty simple, really. You keep good people by being good people.
Find us at StraightTalk.com and Walmart. Straight Talk Wireless. Straightforward. Always. Taxes and fees apply. Plan purchase required for free phone offers. Copyright 2026 Verizon.
To the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 339-645-0201. And wanted to bring to your attention that if you ever miss any part of the show or you want to hear an old show, go to anywhere that you download your podcast, whether it be Spotify, Apple, and search the Paul Parent Garden Club. And you should be able to hear any of our episodes. We go in two-hour intervals. They're broken up into an hour each segment. And, you know, they've been going on here this way since we're well over a year at this point. So there's a number of them out there. It's an easy way to get something that you missed or look at something for an upcoming season and think about what else you need to hear, right? A lot of the themes that I have here are thinking about ahead and what we can do. I've had a number of conversations on air here just explaining prevention is a better way to do anything. As, you know, we all think that way, right? Preventative maintenance is definitely something to do. And I do understand that when it gets to a time, it's like, I just don't have enough time. I can't do it. And so you're going to have to deal with it when it happens. Those things do happen. But I do talk a lot about preventative maintenance. And so it's good that we're talking about the blossom end rot now, because we can take a look and say, hey, this could be fixed ahead of time. You know, by using that ammonium calcium nitrate, by getting those soil tests. So that's all things that we need to be looking at doing ahead of time. Now, weather-wise, we've been up and down, cold temperatures. We've had some warm days. But, you know, it'll start to level off. And we'll be able to start getting outside to do a few more things. Now, the more south you are, you're probably already out doing a few things. But you've had some cold temperatures, and it makes it hard to really do anything. But I want you guys to do the best you can to get ready for that upcoming season. I mentioned earlier, I've been writing down a lot of different things that I want to do this year. And, you know, I've been planning a couple of these things out each season for maybe 3-4 years. I wanted to move the plants on the side of my house for the past 3 years, knowing that these guys aren't being taken care of the way they need to be because they don't have enough sun and they're just getting covered. And now that, you know, I have them in an area where there used to be a large amount of trees. And a number of them were having issues. We had a number of trees in my backyard that had some rot issues. And they were just starting to fall. Okay. Where this area is, there is a little bit of a underground water that comes down from an upper neighborhood from us. And it goes into a man-made pond. And so that entire area was sopping wet for a few years, and it just caused some damage to trees. So we said, I don't want those trees to fall in my house, so we cut a bunch of them. And the goal here is to redo it so it looks nice, put more plants back. So we're, you know, we're taking some out, we're re-putting them back in. We're fulfilling, you know, the need for the plants. And so it's a big open space. So I've been planning this of what to do for the past couple months, and this is my go time. This is my year. And so that's why I'm writing everything down. I'm just saying, all right, you have to do it. Hold yourself accountable. The other thing is, too, is a Japanese maple that I want to move. The best time to do it is late winter, early spring, as early as you can put a shovel in the ground. That's when you want to do it. We want to make sure that none of the buds are starting to open up. If that happens, it could be detrimental to the plant. Same thing with those Rose of Sharon that I was discussing earlier in the show, as well as the lilac. Now, I know the lilac, I'm going to move it, and lilacs bloom in the spring, and I probably should have moved it in the fall. Fact of the matter is, I didn't have time at that point. But I got to move it. I move it when I can. And the spring is going to happen. And it hasn't given me a lot of blossoms in the past 5 years, so what's the point? Literally, I'm just going to move it. I need to get it out of the way. So, you know, a lot to do. Now, coming up in the next segment, we're going to be talking about some bulbs for this upcoming spring. So stay tuned for that. We'll take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Okay, get this. Now at Wendy's, you get to go biggie with new biggie deals. That means going biggie with the $4 biggie bites, biggier with a $6 biggie bag, or biggiest with an $8 biggie bundle. So now you can choose and customize your biggie deals. As you should. Sorry, I get fired up when I'm talking deals. More biggie options so you can get more of what you really want at Wendy's.
Price and participation may vary. Single items at regular price. Prices may be higher in Alaska, California, and Hawaii.
I checked Allstate first and saved hundreds on my car insurance. Really smart. Unfortunately, I didn't check if I took the gas hose out of my car's tank. Ooh, not smart. And I drove off while still attached to pump number 3.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
Potential savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate North American Insurance Company and affiliates, Northwick, Illinois.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Mandina's Cabinets in Anderson designs custom kitchens, bathrooms, and offices that no big box store can match. They are the local pros who know.
Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros who know. Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros.
530-365-8108 or visit mandinascabinets.com.
YouTube. Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the Satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With Satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to Satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to Satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now.
800-380-4301. 800-380-4301. 800-380-4301. That's 800-380-4301.
$2.8 million to study fighting hamsters, $11 million on cat constipation, $2.4 million to see if monkeys gamble. This is how Washington spends your tax dollars, funding absurd studies through U.S. universities. Campus reform is exposing this waste, calling out taxpayer-funded grants that embarrass our institutions. Research dollars should support real progress. Medical breakthroughs, innovation, not kitten motion sickness. Thanks to these reports, hundreds of millions in grants have already been canceled. Campus reform will keep shining a light, holding wasteful programs accountable. Visit campusreform.org to stay informed. Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one story at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 339-645-0201. And our email address here is paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. And we're going to go into another question we had from our friend Margaret. She says, Mr. Parent, I have bulbs that did not bloom last year. I don't know what they are. They all got leaves but no flowers. I let the leaves dry out and turn brown during the winter and cut them off. When can I plant them this year? And she says they are inside the house at the moment. She goes on to say, hope you and your family have a great week and let's hope for an early spring. No matter what Phil or that weatherman says, I agree. And, let's get into some of those details. So, a couple things back and forth here. You know, if they are summer blooming bulbs, they're perfect to be inside at this point. Let them kind of do their thing over the winter months. And what you should be doing is checking on them here and there, making sure they are, you know, still a hard, viable bulb, making sure that the bulb hasn't started to, you know, rot a little bit or mold or anything along those lines. Make sure that bulb is going to be ready to plant in the spring. That's going to be your first step here. A lot of people will take summer flowering bulbs and bring them into the home for the winter months. They'll put them in a container, maybe with a little peat moss, and really kind of just let them go for the winter months. It spritz them a little bit here and there just to keep some moisture into it, but not going too crazy, right? That old saying of, you know, one bad apple creates a rotten bunch. Well, that's what kind of happens with bulbs. If you're leaving bulbs over the winter and one starts to rot, well, they all start to rot. And then it just, it ends up not being, you know, viable for you. So, you definitely want to check on them now. We're going to wait to be planting them until you can put a shovel in the ground, maybe even a little bit later, right? Because these guys have been inside throughout the winter. And if we bring them out too early, the soil temperatures are going to be way too cold, and we could shock those bulbs. So we want to make sure we've gotten past, you know, I wouldn't say past the first frost, because you're up in New Hampshire there. Your first frost, or last frost, I should say, not first frost. Your last frost is anywhere between May 20th and like June 5th, depending upon how far you are in New Hampshire, in those areas. And so, if we're waiting till the last minute, it's going to be some time. Where I think you could rightfully put them in, when you start to see, you know, your lawn growing, you start to see the forsythias blooming, you're starting to see plants start to turn around a little bit, and then kind of get a shovel in the ground, see how it is. You know, if it feels like super cold, you know, you could you know, it's not the best time to do it. You could also be looking at soil temperatures in your area. I have a great soil temperature map that I look at all the time in the spring. It's from Greencast. And what's great about it is you put your zip code into it, and it will tell you your soil temperatures at this point in time. It will also tell you your 5-day average, your 24-hour average, and you'll be able to take a look at a graph and see the past 30 days where the temperatures are, and you'll be able to tell when it's above freezing. Like, I'm looking now in my town, in Chelmsford, the average temperature in the last 5 days of the soil is 24 degrees. You know, we're in February, so it is going to be cold. But you can kind of tell when those soil temperatures start to warm up that it's a good time to do it. When you're seeing soil temperatures 55 degrees and higher, you can actually start to get root activation. It's perfect time for grasses to start growing, that type of thing. So you're going to notice that it's warm enough to actually start planting. And again, this is a website called greencastonline.com, and you're looking for the soil temperatures. Again, zip code right in there, get your town, and you'll be able to tell. And this will become very important in the next couple months anyways, especially, you know, in the Northeast, we look at the crabgrass control, or anywhere that has the crabgrass, for that matter. But we know that at 55 degrees or warmer in the soil, that crabgrass will start to move around and start to germinate and get ready. So we need to know when that's happening so that we can use the preventer earlier. Now, I know I'm getting off topic, but I want you to realize this isn't just about, you know, knowing the soil temperatures is not just about when we can plant bulbs. There's a lot of things we need to know that will affect our plants. Now, so back to the bulbs. We've checked on them. We've got them ready. We know we're going to plant them when the soil temperatures warm up. So we want to take a look at that soil. What can we add to it? Can we add some sort of compost? Can we add something of an organic matter? You know, whether it be a compost, whether it be something from the bag, peat moss, is it leaf compost or is it like a high-end compost? What is it? But is there something you can add? This is super important to help with not only nurturing that bulb, but it'll help prevent rot because that organic material has anaerobic. I want to say the right word, and it's not coming to me. It works the right way where the nutrients all work together and won't affect the bulb. So, when it comes to planting the bulb, we want to place the bulbs 3 to 4 inches deep, maybe a little bit more, but not a lot more, depending upon the bulb itself. And you want to make sure that they are spaced enough, depending upon, the bulb itself. It's all going to be a little bit different depending upon how big they get, etc. We also want to make sure that that area gets at least 6 hours of sun. That is a very important aspect to it. Your summer blooming flowers, the majority of them, are going to need more sun. They're summer blooming because they love the heat. They love the sunshine. So that's the majority of them are going to need at least 6 hours of sunlight. For fertilization, you can do something along the lines of a 5-10-5 or a 10-10-10 to really help boost the growth to it, but also help push some of the blooms, right? We're looking to push the blooms as well here. You mentioned that you got a lot of leaves, not as many blooms. You'll also going to add a little bit of that same one, whichever one you choose, whether it be 5-10-5 or 10-10-10, you're going to use that a second time as you're starting to notice the plant flower. You'll see the flower starting to form. You'll want to use something like, better yet, I might even look at using a liquid fertilizer at that point that has a high middle number, whether it be even a 20-20-20 or something with a very high middle number that a lot of times it'll say bloom booster on it. Now, the reason why I bring that up is because the liquid form is readily available. It starts to work instantly, although it only lasts about 2 weeks, whereas the granular form can take some more time to get in there. But what we're really trying to do is we're trying to feed this bulb for the longevity aspect that we're looking for it. Because a lot of these bulbs can be dug up year after year and then replanted the following year. And so by feeding it and taking care of it, this will not only nurture for this year, it'll nurture for next year as well. Okay, so multiple aspects we need to be looking at. One other option that I'm going to throw out there, and I don't have the name, and obviously can't see it, but it could be that you've had it for so many years, and it's kind of just like, hey, I'm done. I did my thing. If it's a number of years, 3, 5, sometimes 7, maybe it's just it's done everything it could. You did the right thing at the end of the season. You let the green leaves start to fade, turn brown, and head back all those nutrients from the leaves back into the bulb itself. And so you did everything right there. But it just might be, it's time. It might just be done, right? The other thing we want to take a look at doing, depending upon what it is, deadheading throughout the summer. If you see it bloom and the bloom starts to go by, deadhead it. Don't just leave it there if you can, right? Because this is going to help put the energy back into the bulb to produce more flowers, or it knows that it doesn't need to focus on getting rid of the spent flower bud. It can focus its energy elsewhere. It's really all about taking the energy that you want that bulb to have and helping it get there. right? We nurture this thing. It's like a child, right? We nurture it. We give it everything we need. We take care of it. And we'll do everything in our power to make sure it gets bigger, better, and blooms prolifically, right? Those are the things that we do for children, too. So kind of an analogy there to look at some of these bulbs. Anything else you could really do? I mean, the biggest thing is at the end of this season, if the bulbs, we want to make sure the bulb gets its first frost, but make sure it's, you know, it's got hit. Then take them out. Maybe take them out a little bit earlier and get them in that cool, dry place so you can keep them for that upcoming season. But, you know, it is something that, you know, it could be too, it's been there too long, or it's just the soil. You know, I know it's harder than it looks, but maybe take a look at the soil. Is anything else in the area growing well? What other plants in that area are there? That will help determine us a little cheat sheet here of what type of soil it is, right? If we have very acidic-loving plants around there, well, this bulb wants more consistent neutral-based, so maybe your soil is too acidic for it. But if there are plants that are not acidic-loving, and it's gone the opposite way, maybe we need to get it more neutral. So some of these are little cheats that we can look at it and say, maybe that's what I can do to, you know, adjust the soil a little bit, right? Take a look. What else was there? Was there too much mulch? Was there enough moisture throughout the season? You know, did that moisture stay where it needed to be? Did it stay strong in the plant? Those are all things we just need to answer so we can be successful going forward. But I think your bulbs will be ready to plant mid to late May for you. But again, check the soil temperatures the best you can. So we're going to take a break. We'll come back, wrap up the show, put a nice little bow on it. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a few.
Newsmax, you like Newsmax, I like it too. Newsmax, you like Newsmax, I like it too.
It's true. Millions of Americans agree with President Trump, and they're switching to Newsmax. They're watching great shows with Greta, Carl Higbee, Rob Schmidt, Finnerty, and more. If you're tired of big media, start watching Newsmax. It's free to start. Go to NewsmaxPlus.com for immediate access. Get all of President Trump's most important events live. Imagine watching Mike Huckabee's Israel Report, our Melania documentary, Clint Eastwood, Charlie Kirk specials, even the movie Jesus of Nazareth by Franco Zeffirelli. Once you start Newsmax Plus, you won't stop. So try it for free. Go to NewsmaxPlus.com, then download the app. It's easy. So make the switch to Newsmax Plus today.
Reach your destination, not the ditch, with Issy Tire Socks, the amazing new solution to keep you from slipping and sliding in snow and ice. And anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. Issy is the global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. Issy is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get Issy, I-S-S-E, really, Issy.com.
Texting enrolls you in a recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent are required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Ever since I turned 40, I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
I was feeling the same way. After 40, the body has less testosterone, and men lose their edge. That's why I take Nugenix Total T2.
That's the testosterone booster, right?
Yes, but Total T2 is their brand new formula that skyrockets nitric oxide levels in as little as 3 hours. Since I started taking it, I've been lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. My energy is way up, and it even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they they still giving out complimentary bottles?
Yep, just send a text.
Text RULE to 215215 for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T2, the next generation testosterone booster. Text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text RULE to 215215. That's RULE to 215215.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
From Federal Reserve funny business to the pandemic of loneliness, Liberty Nation Radio is running the gauntlet on a whole host of topics that matter to you. Don't forget to tune in.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. Those who serve, save with T-Mobile. Military families get exclusive savings with T-Mobile, the best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test. So you can stay connected wherever you are. Visit T-Mobile.com/military-savings to learn more. Vietnam veteran Anthony Brocky was struggling with grief after losing both his wife and longtime pet when he met Pemer, a rescue kitten saved by U.S. soldiers overseas. Born near a military base and rescued after a wild animal attack, Pemer was cared for by soldiers who later partnered with nonprofit Paws of War. After extensive veterinary care, Pemer was placed with Brocky, where the two quickly formed a bond. Brocky says the kitten brought warmth and routine back into his life, helping him cope with loss and rediscover joy. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
The Kindle Scribe. So imagine a Kindle, an e-ink reading device that everyone's familiar with, but now you can write on it. So it's a digital notebook that lets you take notes, create to-do lists, and plan your week all in one place. You can also convert handwritten notes to text, and you can also write in the margins of books that you're reading or on documents or PDFs that you're reading. So now you can really take notes wherever inspiration strikes.
Find the Kindle Scribe on Amazon.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 339-645-0201. Again, 339-645-0201. And our email address here is paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. Again, paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. Now, great show today. Talked a lot about blossom end rot with some tomatoes. Went into a lot of detail in regards to that. Also talked about some bulbs just recently. I want to finish up a little bit here with, you know, that garden checklist that Natural Alternative puts out, because parts of this are very important to be thinking about right now. I mentioned checking your bulbs, right? It is super important to make sure your bulbs are good to go. They're not molding. They're not bad, because they will affect the others. We want to take a look and say, you know, am I gonna start seeds this year? And then start thinking about those seeds, because it's a good time to start planting your cold crops, right? Longest time, I used to just think it was cold crops. I mean, it is, technically. It's for colder temperatures. They strive in those temperatures, but they are cold crops, C-O-L-E. And those guys we can start planting inside very soon. These cold crops include broccoli, kale, spinach, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, and even some turnips. And I will say, Natural Alternative on their website in the Know and Grow Library has a great article on planting cold crops, right? So if you've never done them before, you have some questions, it's a great article, nice and quick and to the point. It's not one of those articles that's like 37 pages, and by the time you get to the 36th page, you figure out exactly what you need to do. This is a one-pager here. This is great information where, you know, it's just going to tell you from the beginning. Planting cold crop seedlings, what you're going to do. Seeds, as we all know, they don't always hit. It can take some time to do these. Right, so it's about getting the right soil, the right containers, the right sunlight, all the things that we're looking for, okay? And this is going to go into that a bit, and then all the way from there, it's going to turn into when you're harvesting these cold crops. Again, these cold crops were starting in February, even in New England. You know, the further south you go, you could be starting these definitely right away, so that you can start getting these ready for your garden. Because your soil temperatures are a lot warmer than New England is right now. You've had some cold temperatures, but the soil temperatures are warm enough where they're getting ready and going the right direction for you, right? So all of these here, what we're looking to do is, you know, get the soil ready. And prepare a hole that's deep enough to cover that, you know, that existing seed, right? So it's covered in. And so that when it gets in there, it's not too deep, but it's close to the top. We want it to start developing before we can get it outside. We want there to be a decent root system. We want to make sure that there's some growth on it. Okay, so whether that be a six-pack or a 2-4 6-inch container, it's all going to be the same here. It's all going to be the same great soil. You want a soilless mix. You want something that really doesn't have dirt or loam or soil in it. All right, it sounds funny. We want you to use potting soil, which most people think is soil. But we don't want the soil in it. We don't want the heavy stuff. We want light mixes to it, okay? Making sure that that seed can actually move as it needs. The roots can develop into whatever container you have. Watering is very important and light is very important. But it is a great time to visit your local garden center. A lot of your garden centers right now have seedling areas where they have the containers, they have the soil, they have the heat lights, they have the heat mats that go underneath them, everything you need, including the seeds. So definitely go to your local garden center to get some of that information. Well, that's going to do it for today. I appreciate everybody for listening. We'll be back next week, and I appreciate everybody for listening as always. Till next week, be good to each other. We're all we got, and get out there. Maybe even in there. Plant something. We'll talk at you next week. Have a great one, everybody.
Everyone has a community to lean on. A neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use. You've talked with your kids and shared clear expectations, but you're not with them every minute. Your community members, friends and relatives, teachers and coaches, faith leaders, and other important adults in your kids' lives can be your eyes, ears, and a supportive influence when you're not around, reinforcing your messages with your kids and alerting you to warning signs of underage drinking or other substance use. So talk with your kids about these issues and involve the members of your community to help keep your kids safe, because when you talk, they hear you. For more information, visit talktheyhearyou.samhsa.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. Crews have recovered the bodies of 9 backcountry skiers.
The skiers were killed in a California avalanche 4 days ago. Authorities say a recovery team reached the bodies of 8 victims and found one other who had been missing on Castle Peak near Lake Tahoe. The recovery efforts had been put on hold after Tuesday's avalanche because of rough weather and dangerous conditions. Among those who died were 6 women who were close friends and experienced skiers, along with 3 professional guides. 6 others on the trip survived the avalanche. Investigations are underway. John Scott reporting.
National Weather Service meteorologist Cody Snell says some areas in the Northeast could get up to 2 feet of snow with the latest storm forecast.
We're looking at a very, very powerful storm system that's going to be rapidly developing along the East Coast on Sunday into Monday. As it rapidly develops, you're going to get widespread spreading across the Mid-Atlantic first. So like the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area on Sunday morning, and then that'll spread further into the Northeast Sunday afternoon into Sunday evening, including New York City and eventually Boston by late Sunday evening.
NASA's moon rocket is hit by a new problem, putting a March launch with astronauts in jeopardy.
The space agency revealing the latest problem Saturday, just a day after targeting March 6th, for humanity's first flight to the moon in more than half a century. Officials say that overnight, the flow of helium to the rocket's upper stage was interrupted. Solid helium flow is required for launch. NASA is reviewing the data and preparing, if necessary, to return the Space Launch System rocket to its hangar for repairs. Officials say this will almost assuredly impact the March launch window. I'm Julie Walker.
News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
This month, Pure Talk is honoring Jackson and Lincoln by offering unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data for just $25 a month. Meanwhile, Big Wireless is honoring Benjamin Franklin by charging families hundreds of dollars for the same 5G service. What's up with that? Ben Franklin wasn't even a president. When you switch to Pure Talk, you'll be in business with an American wireless company that supports our vets in a big way and keeps all their customer service in this country. That's important. And you'll be on the same towers the big carriers use, so you'll get the same 5G service without the inflated price. So hang on to your Benjamins and switch to Pure Talk for a Jackson and a Lincoln. No contract, no hidden fees. Dial #250, say Mike Rowe, and you'll get 50% off your first month when you switch. That's #250, Mike Rowe, for an American wireless company that is truly unprecedented. Pure Talk.
It's too early to know what, if any, military action President Trump may take against Iran over its nuclear program. Military affairs analyst retired Colonel Robert McGinnis says,
will the Iranians give up their nuclear program? No. Just like the Libyans gave up theirs and crumbled, North Koreans didn't and survived, and I think they've gone to school on that. Plus, the Iranians have the support of the Chinese and the Russians, albeit, you know, somewhat of an at arm's length.
The president says if Iran fails to comply with U.S. demands by next week, bad things will happen. A devastating cyber attack using ransomware hit the University of Mississippi Medical Center Thursday morning, bringing down its IT network. Richard Bell drove 3 hours for his treatment, only to be turned away.
We were going to get chemo. I've been doing chemo, and we're all ready to go. You have to get blood work preliminary and meet the doctor here at the pavilion. But
News and analysis at townhall.com. a defeat at the state level for Democrats.
A Virginia judge is temporarily blocking Democrats' plan to hold an April referendum on new congressional maps that could seriously impact the midterm elections. The decision threatens Democrats' push for more U.S. House seats. On Thursday, a Tazewell Circuit Court judge granted a temporary restraining order sought by Republicans. The order runs through March 18th and clashes with early voting set to begin March 6th, which could doom the referendum. Virginia Attorney General Jay Jones says he will appeal the ruling. Keith Peters, Washington.
Willie Collyon, a key creator of urban salsa music, has died. He was a trombonist, composer, arranger, and singer, recording more than 40 albums that have sold tens of millions worldwide, collaborating with a wide range of artists, including Fania All-Stars, David Byrne, and Celia Cruz. Willie Collyon was 75. More on these stories at townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Open now at Turtle Bay Museum, Thomas D. Mangelson, A Life in the Wild, featuring 40 of the legendary wildlife photographer's most powerful images captured in the wild. These iconic once-in-a-lifetime moments include polar bears dancing on Arctic ice, the salmon leaping straight into the jaws of a massive brown bear, landscapes from all seven continents, and much more. The A Life in the Wild tour is produced by David J. Wagner, LLC, and is on display at Turtle Bay Museum now through May 3rd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Redding. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay.
is coming for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Experience a wintry mix with the Shasta College Symphony Orchestra Saturday, February 28th at 7:30 p.m. at the Shasta College Theater. Enjoy music from Verdi and Beethoven and more, plus a melody from My Fair Lady featuring the outstanding winners of the Emerging Artist Solo and Area Competition. This special concert is sponsored in part by Vituity Anesthesia Reading. Tickets and information can be found online at shastacollege.edu/events.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right, even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go. And come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Workers' compensation cases can move really slowly, and it's frustrating. Don't get pressured into hiring the first law firm you meet with just because they were fast to get you on their schedule. Your case impacts every aspect of your life. You want a local attorney that understands that and will get you the best outcome. Interview Patrick Orman of Gorman Law to see if he is the right attorney and to see if you really need an attorney. He will tell you the truth. Call 530-262-2168 or schedule online at Gorman Comp Law. Consultations and workers' comp are always free.
Looking to grow your business locally? Get your message heard loud and clear on KCNR Radio, serving all of Shasta County. Whether you run a small business, a local service, or have an event that needs buzz, KCNR's trusted hosts and loyal audience can help your brand stand out. Affordable packages, custom ads, and a voice that delivers results. Advertise smart, advertise local, advertise with KCNR Radio. Visit KCNR1460.com or call 530-605-4565.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son, and we've got about an hour left in the show, and I'm going to do everything I can to help you with all your gardening problems, and a couple ways to get a hold of us. Our phone number here is 339-645-0201. Again, 339-645-0201. You can also text that phone number. And finally, if you want to email us, our email address here is paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. Again, paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. And Well, we've been talking a bit about blossom end rot, the tomato end rot. So a couple things. The blossom end rot can also happen to peppers and eggplants. So if you're noticing it happen on those guys, the same things are happening. I wanted to name a couple other things that could happen. There are some environmental conditions that could affect the way that the plant is growing, which also affects the uptake of nutrients into the plant. So it could actually be part of it. I would say that if you've tried in many different ways, it's most likely not this. But for others who might have a similar problem, the big thing here is when the temperatures drop below 55 degrees, and when they rise above, you know, 90 degrees, the fruit on the plant actually begins to grow above the supply of the plant. So it's actually taking more than the plant can supply it at that amount. And so it's not getting the right amount to the fruit itself. Also, wind exposure will increase leaf transpiration and draw moisture away from the fruits, which is super important because a lot of tomatoes, you know, they're made up of a lot of water. So we need to make sure those two aspects are there. The watering is a big one. We discussed how we should water, but we want to make sure we water frequently and continue this. Sometimes with drought conditions, that's where you're going to see some of these. You'll also see in the dead of summer when it is in the 90s plus, fruit development will really slow down. You're not going to get orange. You're not going to get those red colors to the tomato itself. Again, there could be some soil issues. That's why we talked about the soil test. There are, you know, I did mention the environmental stresses. It's the temperatures, the wind exposure. But another one here is very high humidity. If you get a lot of humidity, that will pull the moisture from the plant, and it will slow the calcium movement down, even when the soil, the moisture in there is enough. So it could happen, right? You know, there are so many other factors, but again, I think the biggest one here is to get a soil test done. You know, there's some other things I want to talk about. We want to talk about prevention, right? Prevention should be how we can look at this and say, what else can we do? So, you know, we, like I said before, we could use mulches over our plants. Make sure those mulches aren't too thick. Make sure that moisture stays into the soil at that time. If you're using additives to the soil, you know, take a look at the soil you're actually putting down. See if, you know, if you're buying bags of soil from somewhere, see if there's any additives in it. See what's going on. Also, if you're growing in older soils that haven't had nutrients put into it in a while, maybe that's the issue. So we look at adding the calcium fertilizer, right? The pH is a big one. But here is the other thing that I mentioned it as magnesium sulfate earlier. We're actually looking for ammonium calcium nitrate to add to the soil, especially if you know you've had it. Now, I know this is going to go against what I've already said when I talk about fertilizing and having light nitrogen numbers and higher phosphorus, but this is something that we want to do early on. The fertilizers that we use during the growing period are a different fertilizer. So it's the ammonium calcium nitrate is what you need to add to the soil. You're going to mix that into the soil at the recommended rate, and you'll be able to add and really help get the levels of where you need. So for this ammonium calcium nitrate,
you're going to use one cup per 50 feet of row, or one level tablespoon per each plant. And you're going to put this in the root growing area, and you know, you want to make sure it's about 2 inches away from the stem. You don't want to put it too close to the stem because it could burn it. And then you want to water in after application. And if it's a really bad issue that you've been having, you do this every 2 to 3 weeks throughout the harvest. So this could be something that would really help you. Again, like I said, there's a lot of nitrogen in this, and I know it goes against what I was saying earlier, but this is for the beginning. This is when you're planting or previous to planting to get your soil started. It has 19% calcium in this package, so it's going to put a lot of calcium into the ground for you, and so that's going to be a big help to it. You know, some other things that I have seen that you can actually tell if the plant has it or not early, take a look at the leaves, right? If the leaves are starting to move straight up, something else is going on there, and it could be moisture, it could be some deficiency. So that's, there are little signs that the plant is telling you, like, hey, something's going on here, help me out. So again, that is one of the things that I really, why I recommend getting the soil test done. Another thing is look for a soil additive that has some calcium to it. There's products out there, one from Costa, Maine, called Lobster Compost. It has lobster and crab meal mixed into the soil itself. And it actually gives a good amount of calcium there to help when planting. It's got what's called chitin, right? So chitin is the calcium of it. It's basically part of the lobster itself. But you're mixing it into the soil so that when the plant starts to take up the nutrients in the soil, it will actually be able to take some right from there. So that is a good additive. So, you know, again, it's called Lobster Compost from Costa, Maine Soils. I know you can find it at a lot of local garden centers, but in eastern Tennessee, you might have to look for it and see where you can get it. But that's a good one to add to the soil when you're planting, okay? So, you know, you could look at 100 different websites on Blossom End Rot. But I will tell you this, a lot of them are going to say the same things. There are some that even will tell you to use a calcium-based foliar spray on the plants to help keep those calcium levels. I'm not sure how that's going to work for you, right? Is that something you're going to want to be doing consistently? Is that something that is going to be the best, especially in certain times when it's growing? It's too warm, and putting anything on the leaves is going to hurt the plant itself. So, you know, that's the big thing here. So, as a wrap-up, I know I've talked about it for a number of segments here, but watering is a big one. pH level is a big one. We need to get the soil test done so we can see if there is any deficiencies, because too much or too little will cause some of the same issues. And, you know, adding some mulch to it and using something with a calcium-based type fertilizer to help you out. So all of those things should really help with the blossom end rot. And love to hear from you if you have some more questions in regards to it. And as I said earlier to you, Rich, if you get the soil test, even if you get it from whomever, send it to me. I'll take a look at it and see what I can do to help you out as well, because we can break some of those nutrients down and get them right to the plants the way we need. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. Those who serve, save with T-Mobile. Military families get exclusive savings with T-Mobile, the best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla Speed Test. So you can stay connected wherever you are. Visit T-Mobile.com/military-savings to learn more. Lawmakers are advancing the Service Dogs Assisting Veterans Act, which would provide federal grants to nonprofits that train and place service dogs with disabled veterans. Training a service dog can cost tens of thousands of dollars, making access difficult without financial support. Supporters say service dogs help veterans manage PTSD, traumatic brain injuries, and mobility impairments while improving independence and quality of life. The bill reflects growing bipartisan recognition of service animals as a legitimate health care support. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Everyone has a community to lean on. A neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use. You've talked with your kids and shared clear expectations, but you're not with them every minute. Your community members, friends and relatives, teachers and coaches, faith leaders, and other important adults in your kids' lives can be your eyes, ears, and a supportive influence when you're not around, reinforcing your messages with your kids and alerting you to warning signs of underage drinking or other substance use. So talk with your kids about these issues and involve the members of your community to help keep your kids safe, because when you talk, they hear you. For more information, visit talktheyhearyou.samhsa.gov.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
How do you top the award-winning AI-powered Google Pixel 9 Pro smartphone? Celebrating a decade, it's the Google Pixel 10. Byte's Navi Siva from Google has the details.
Pixel 10 series has the brand new Google Tensor G5 chip, giving you the best photos and videos ever on a Pixel, plus a battery that lasts even longer. It has Gemini, Google's AI assistant, built right in to help you create, plan, and just get things done.
With AI features like Magic Queue.
Magic Queue helps you spend less time switching apps to find the info you need by giving you proactive, relevant suggestions from apps like Gmail, Calendar, and Messages. For example, if you need to call an airline to rebook a delayed flight, it happens to all of us, Magic Queue can instantly find the number from your flight confirmation Gmail and offer as a suggestion.
Check out the Pixel family at the Google Store.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
Everyone has a community to lean on. A neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use. You've talked with your kids and shared clear expectations, but you're not with them every minute. Your community members, friends and relatives, teachers and coaches, faith leaders, and other important adults in your kids' lives can be your eyes, ears, and a supportive influence when you're not around, reinforcing your messages with your kids and alerting you to warning signs of underage drinking or other substance use. So talk with your kids about these issues and involve the members of your community to help keep your kids safe, because when you talk, they hear you. For more information, visit talktheyhearyou.samhsa.gov.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. Did you buy a timeshare because they told you it was a great investment? That's a lie. Most timeshares can be bought online for a dollar. To find out what your timeshare is worth and to cancel it, call us today and we'll send you our timeshare exit kit free with all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley for your free exit info guide. 800-296-6868. That's 800-296-6868.
Straight Talk Wireless presents Pickup Truck Wisdom.
If you're only good to your new friends, you're not going to have any old ones. Straight Talk gets it. That's why new and existing customers get free 5G phones on Verizon's 5G network. Pretty simple, really. You keep good people by being good people.
Find us at StraightTalk.com and Walmart. Straight Talk Wireless. Straightforward. Always. Taxes and fees apply. Plan purchase required for free phone offers. Copyright 2026 Verizon.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 339-645-0201. And wanted to bring to your attention that if you ever miss any part of the show or you want to hear an old show, go to anywhere that you download your podcast, whether it be Spotify, Apple, and search the Paul Parent Garden Club, and you should be able to hear any of our episodes. We go in two-hour intervals. They're broken up into an hour each segment. And, you know, they've been going on here this way since...
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
As a thank you for your outstanding service, Wind River Resort and Casino would like to honor you with our Military Monday promotion. Join us every Monday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. to receive your dining discounts and free slot play. Active or retired military members can present their military ID at the River Club to be entered into this weekly promotion. For more details, download the Wind River app or visit windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
You know, by using that ammonium calcium nitrate, by getting those soil tests. So that's all things that we need to be looking at doing ahead of time. Now, weather-wise, we've been up and down, cold temperatures. We've had some warm days. But, you know, it'll start to level off. And we'll be able to start getting outside to do a few more things. Now, the more salty you are, you're probably already out doing a few things. But you've had some cold temperatures, and it makes it hard to really do anything. But I want you guys to do the best you can to get ready for that upcoming season. I mentioned earlier, I've been writing down a lot of different things that I want to do this year. And, you know, I've been planning a couple of these things out each season for maybe 3-4 years. I wanted to move the plants on the side of my house for the past 3 years, knowing that these guys aren't being taken care of the way they need to be because they don't have enough sun and they're just getting covered. And now that, you know, I have them in an area where there used to be a large amount of trees, and a number of them were having issues. We had a number of trees in my backyard that had some rot issues, and they were just starting to fall, okay? Where this area is, there is a little bit of a underground water that comes down from an upper neighborhood from us, and it goes into a man-made pond. And so that entire area was sopping wet for a few years, and it just caused some damage to trees. So we said, I don't want those trees to fall in my house, so we cut a bunch of them. And the goal here is to redo it so it looks nice, put more plants back. So we're, you know, we're taking some out, we're re-putting them back in. We're fulfilling, you know, the need for the plants. And so it's a big open space. So I've been planning this of what to do for the past couple months, and this is my go time. This is my year. And so that's why I'm writing everything down. I'm just saying, all right, you have to do it. Hold yourself accountable. The other thing is, too, is a Japanese maple that I want to move. The best time to do it is late winter, early spring, as early as you can put a shovel in the ground. That's when you want to do it. We want to make sure that none of the buds are starting to open up. If that happens, it could be detrimental to the plant. Same thing with those Rose of Sharon that I was discussing earlier in the show, as well as the lilac. Now, I know the lilac, I'm going to move it, and lilacs bloom in the spring, and I probably should have moved it in the fall. Fact of the matter is, I didn't have time at that point. But I got to move it. I move it when I can. and the spring is going to happen. And it hasn't given me a lot of blossoms in the past 5 years, so what's the point? Just, literally, I'm just going to move it. I need to get it out of the way. So, you know, lot to do. Now, coming up in the next segment, we're going to be talking about some bulbs for this upcoming spring. So stay tuned for that. We'll take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Okay, get this. Now at Wendy's, you get to go biggie with new biggie deals. That means going biggie with the $4 biggie bites, biggier with the $6 biggie bag, or biggiest with an $8 biggie bundle. So now you can choose and customize your biggie deals. As you should. Sorry, I get fired up when I'm talking deals. More biggie options so you can get more of what you really want at Wendy's.
Price and participation may vary. Single items at regular price. Prices may be higher in Alaska, California, and Hawaii.
I checked Allstate first and saved hundreds on my car insurance. Really smart. Unfortunately, I didn't check if I took the gas hose out of my car's tank. Ooh, not smart. And I drove off while still attached to pump number 3.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
Potential savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate North American Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Looking for expert insights on the cars that really matter? Then check out Carl Brower Cars on YouTube. Carl Brower has spent decades testing and analyzing vehicles from every brand at every price point. You'll find detailed reviews, the latest car news, and deep dives into what's hot and what's not in the automotive world. Whether you're shopping for your next car or just love staying on top of what's happening in the industry, Carl Brower Cars gives you straight talk, real analysis, and no fluff. Don't just read about cars. See them in action. Subscribe now to Carl Brower Cars on YouTube and join a growing community of drivers and enthusiasts who want the truth about today's vehicles. That's K-A-R-L. B-R-A-U-E-R Cars on YouTube.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-380-4301. 800-380-4301. 800-380-4301. That's 800-380-4301.
$2.8 million to study fighting hamsters, $11 million on cat constipation, $2.4 million to see if monkeys gamble. This is how Washington spends your tax dollars, funding absurd studies through U.S. universities. Campus Reform is exposing this waste, calling out taxpayer-funded grants that embarrass our institutions. Research dollars should support real progress. Medical breakthroughs, innovation, not kitten motion sickness. Thanks to these reports, hundreds of millions in grants have already been canceled. Campus Reform will keep shining a light, holding wasteful programs accountable. Visit campusreform.org to stay informed. Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one story at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 339-645-0201. And our email address here is paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. And we're going to go into another question we had from our friend Margaret. She says, Mr. Parent, I have bulbs that did not bloom last year. I don't know what they are. They all got leaves but no flowers. I let the leaves dry out and turn brown during the winter and cut them off. When can I plant them this year? And she says they are inside the house at the moment. She goes on to say, hope you and your family have a great week, and let's hope for an early spring, no matter what Phil or that weatherman says. I agree. And, let's get into some of those details. So, couple things back and forth here. You know, if they are summer blooming bulbs, they're perfect to be inside at this point. Let them kind of do their thing over the winter months. And what you should be doing is checking on them here and there, making sure they are, you know, still a hard, viable bulb, making sure that the bulb hasn't started to, you know, rot a little bit or mold or anything along those lines. Make sure that bulb is going to be ready to plant in the spring. That's going to be your first step here. A lot of people will take summer flowering bulbs and bring them into the home for the winter months. They'll put them in a container, maybe with a little peat moss, and really kind of just let them go for the winter months. It spritz them a little bit here and there just to keep some moisture into it, but not going too crazy, right? That old saying of, you know, one bad apple creates a rotten bunch. Well, that's what kind of happens with bulbs. If you're leaving bulbs over the winter and one starts to rot, well, they all start to rot. And then it ends up not being, you know, viable for you. So, you definitely want to check on them now. We're going to wait to be planting them until you can put a shovel in the ground, maybe even a little bit later, right? Because these guys have been inside throughout the winter. And if we bring them out too early, the soil temperatures are going to be way too cold, and we could shock those bulbs. So we want to make sure we've gotten past, you know, I wouldn't say past the first frost, because you're up in New Hampshire there. Your first frost, or last frost, I should say, not first frost, your last frost is anywhere between May 20th and like June 5th, depending upon how far you are in New Hampshire, in those areas. And so, if we're waiting till the last minute, it's going to be some time. Where I think you could rightfully put them in, when you start to see, you know, your lawn growing, you start to see the forsythias blooming, you're starting to see plants start to turn around a little bit, and then kind of get a shovel in the ground, see how it is. You know, if it feels like super cold, you know, you know it's not the best time to do it. You could also be looking at soil temperatures in your area. I have a great soil temperature map that I look at all the time in the spring. It's from Greencast. And what's great about it is you put your zip code into it, and it will tell you your soil temperatures at this point in time. It will also tell you your 5-day average, your 24-hour average, and you'll be able to take a look at a graph and see the past 30 days where the temperatures are, and you'll be able to tell when it's above freezing. Like, I'm looking now in my town, in Chelmsford, the average temperature in the last 5 days of the soil is 24 degrees. You know, we're in February, so it is going to be cold. But you can kind of tell when those soil temperatures start to warm up, then it's a good time to do it. When you're seeing soil temperatures 55 degrees and higher, you can actually start to get root activation. It's perfect time for grasses to start growing, that type of thing. So you're going to notice that it's warm enough to actually start planting. And again, this is a website called greencastonline.com, and you're looking for the soil temperatures. Again, zip code right in there, get your town, and you'll be able to tell. And this will become very important in the next couple months anyways, especially, you know, in the Northeast, we look at the crabgrass control, or anywhere that has the crabgrass, for that matter. But we know that at 55 degrees or warmer in the soil, that crabgrass will start to move around and start to germinate and get ready. So we need to know when that's happening so that we can use the preventer earlier. Now, I know I'm getting off topic, but I want you to realize this isn't just about, you know, knowing the soil temperatures is not just about when we can plant bulbs. There's a lot of things we need to know that will affect our plants. Now, so back to the bulbs. We've checked on them. We've got them ready. We know we're going to plant them when the soil temperatures warm up. So we want to take a look at that soil. What can we add to it? Can we add some sort of compost? Can we add something of an organic matter? You know, whether it be a compost, whether it be something from the bag, peat moss, you know, is it leaf compost or is it like a high-end compost? What is it? But is there something you can add? This is super important to help with not only nurturing that bulb, but it'll help prevent rot because that organic material has anaerobic. I want to say the right word, and it's not coming to me. It works the right way where the nutrients all work together and won't affect the bulb. So, when it comes to planting the bulb, we want to place the bulbs 3 to 4 inches deep, maybe a little bit more, but not a lot more, depending upon the bulb itself. And you want to make sure that they are spaced enough, depending upon, you know, the bulb itself. It's all going to be a little bit different depending upon how big they get, etc. We also want to make sure that that area gets at least 6 hours of sun. That is a very important aspect to it. Your summer blooming flowers, the majority of them, are going to need more sun. They're summer blooming because they love the heat. They love the sunshine. So that's the majority of them are going to need at least 6 hours of sunlight. For fertilization, you can do something along the lines of a 5-10-5 or a 10-10-10 to really help boost the growth to it, but also help push some of the blooms, right? We're looking to push the blooms as well here. You mentioned that you got a lot of leaves, not as many blooms. You'll also going to add a little bit of that same one, whichever one you choose, whether it be 5-10-5 or 10-10-10, you're going to use that a second time as you're starting to notice the plant flower. You'll see the flower starting to form. You'll want to use something like, better yet, I might even look at using a liquid fertilizer at that point that has a high middle number, whether it be even a 20-20-20 or something with a very high middle number that a lot of times it'll say bloom booster on it. Now, the reason why I bring that up is because the liquid form is readily available. It starts to work instantly, although it only lasts about 2 weeks, whereas the granular form can take some more time to get in there. But what we're really trying to do is we're trying to feed this bulb for the longevity aspect that we're looking for it. Because a lot of these bulbs can be dug up year after year and then replanted the following year. And so by feeding it and taking care of it, this will not only nurture for this year, it'll nurture for next year as well. Okay, so multiple aspects we need to be looking at. One other option that I'm going to throw out there, and I don't have, you know, the name, and obviously can't see it, but It could be that you've had it for so many years, and it's kind of just like, hey, I'm done. I did my thing. You know, if it's a number of years, you know, 3, 5, sometimes 7, maybe it's just it's done everything it could. You did the right thing at the end of the season. You let the green leaves start to fade, turn brown, and head back all those nutrients from the leaves back into the bulb itself. And so you did everything right there. But it just might be, it's time. It might just be done, right? The other thing we want to take a look at doing, depending upon what it is, deadheading throughout the summer. If you see it bloom and the bloom starts to go by, deadhead it. Don't just leave it there if you can, right? Because this is going to help put the energy back into the bulb to produce more flowers, or it knows that it doesn't need to focus on getting rid of the spent flower bud. It can focus its energy elsewhere. It's really all about taking the energy that you want that bulb to have and helping it get there. Right? We nurture this thing. It's like a child, right? We nurture it. We give it everything we need. We take care of it. And we'll do everything in our power to make sure it gets bigger, better, and blooms prolifically, right? Those are the things that we do for children, too. So it's kind of an analogy there to look at some of these bulbs. Anything else you could really do? I mean, the biggest thing is, at the end of this season, if...
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
At Plumas Bank, we understand business because we've grown alongside you in the communities we call home. We're proud to grow in Reading and excited to welcome Anderson and Red Bluff to the Plumas Bank family. With our new locations, your business gains expanded lending powers, more convenient locations, and more than 40 years of trusted community banking experience. Plumas Bank, building stronger communities. Learn more at plumasbank.com.
You know, did that moisture stay where it needed to be? Did it stay strong on the plant? Those are all things we just need to answer so we can be successful going forward. But I think your bulbs will be ready to plant mid to late May for you. But again, check the soil temperatures the best you can. But we're going to take a break. We'll come back, wrap up the show, put a nice little bow on it. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a few.
Newsmax, you like Newsmax. I like it too. Newsmax, you like Newsmax. I like it too.
It's true. Millions of Americans agree with President Trump, and they're switching to Newsmax. They're watching great shows with Greta, Carl Higbee, Rob Schmidt, Finnerty, and more. If you're tired of big media, start watching Newsmax. It's free to start. Go to NewsmaxPlus.com for immediate access. Get all of President Trump's most important events live. Imagine watching Mike Huckabee's Israel Report, our Melania documentary, Clint Eastwood, Charlie Kirk specials, even the movie Jesus of Nazareth by Franco Zeffirelli. Once you start Newsmax Plus, you won't stop. So try it for free. Go to NewsmaxPlus.com, then download the app. It's easy. So make the switch to Newsmax Plus today.
We
reach your destination, not the ditch, with Issy Tire Socks, the amazing new solution to keep you from slipping and sliding in snow and ice. And anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. Issy is the global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. Issy is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get Issy, I-S-S-E, really, Issy.com.
Text and enroll you in a recurring automated marketing text messages consent are required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Ever since I turned 40, I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
I was feeling the same way. After 40, the body has less testosterone, and men lose their edge. That's why I take Nugenix Total T2.
That's the testosterone booster, right?
Yes, but Total T2 is their brand new formula that skyrockets nitric oxide levels in as little as 3 hours. Since I started taking it, I've been lifting like when we play for Coach Carter. My energy is way up, and it even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles?
Yep, just send a text.
Text RULE to 215-215 for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T2, the next generation testosterone booster. Text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text RULE to 215-215. That's RULE to 215-215.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
From Federal Reserve funny business to the pandemic of loneliness, Liberty Nation Radio is running the gauntlet on a whole host of topics that matter to you. Don't forget to tune in.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. Those who serve, save with T-Mobile. Military families get exclusive savings with T-Mobile, the best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla Speed Test. So you can stay connected wherever you are. Visit T-Mobile.com/military-savings to learn more. Vietnam veteran Anthony Brocky was struggling with grief after losing both his wife and longtime pet when he met Pemer, a rescue kitten saved by U.S. soldiers overseas. Born near a military base and rescued after a wild animal attack, Pemer was cared for by soldiers who later partnered with nonprofit Paws of War. After extensive veterinary care, Pemer was placed with Brocky, where the two quickly formed a bond. Brocky says the kitten brought warmth and routine back into his life, helping him cope with loss and rediscover joy. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Everyone has a community to lean on. A neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use. You've talked with your kids and shared clear expectations, but you're not with them every minute. Your community members, friends and relatives, teachers and coaches, faith leaders, and other important adults in your kids' lives can be your eyes, ears, and a supportive influence when you're not around, reinforcing your messages with your kids and alerting you to warning signs of underage drinking or other substance use. So talk with your kids about these issues and involve the members of your community to help keep your kids safe. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information, visit talktheyhearyou.samhsa.gov.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
Is your fridge covered in yellow sticky notes? Do you still use an old-fashioned calendar with so much writing on it you can't even read what you've written? Well, parents, listen up. If you're having trouble keeping up on your kids' soccer practices and after-school activities, tech expert Carly Knobloch has details on Amazon's Kindle Scribe.
They're going to love this new note-taking companion that feels like writing on real paper. It's the Kindle Scribe. So imagine a Kindle, an e-ink reading device that everyone's familiar with, but now you can write on it. So it's a digital notebook that lets you take notes, create to-do lists, and plan your week all in one place. You can also convert handwritten notes to text. And you can also write in the margins of books that you're reading or on documents or PDFs that you're reading. So now you can really take notes wherever inspiration strikes.
Find the Kindle Scribe on Amazon.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 339-645-0201. Again, 339-645-0201. And our email address here is paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. Again, paulpgardenclub@gmail.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.